Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. Winter's in full swing. We have ice fishing going on. We have predator trapping, hunting for coyotes, fox. Today we're on location here at the Cross Ranch State Park. We're going to talk about some of the winter activities that happen in our state parks around the state. Joining me today is Justin Robinson, Northeast Regional Manager for the State Parks and Recreation. Justin, what are some of the more popular winter activities that happen in our state parks around the state?
Yeah, right now cross-country skiing, ice fishing, snowshoeing, downhill sledding, even geocaching, different things like that, hiking is going on, bird watching, all sorts of different things you wouldn't think are going on do occur year-round. Different activities like that to come outside and just see the wonderful outdoors.
Does the park system actually have groomed trails for cross-country skiing?
Yeah, we actually have 30 groomed trails statewide with over 50 miles of trails that we groom for cross-country skiing and set the tracks and you can go right along. On our webpage, you can check weekly for updates on the conditions and when they're groomed. And seven of our parks do groom those trails and people can come out and go through the different areas and just have a wonderful time.
Okay, how about for snowshoeing?
Snowshoeing, some of the parks do actually have trails and they also pack the trails for some snowshoeing areas. Other parks just allow you to go snowshoeing off on your own.
Okay, so if you're snowshoeing, you certainly don't want to go on the groomed trails for cross-country skiing.
Right, we do ask that you respect the trails where they are packed in those grooves because it is dangerous if you would ski along and there's a smashed area or an area that's really crumpled down from a snowshoe.
Do you guys offer ski rentals or snowshoe rentals?
Yeah, both actually, snowshoe and cross-country ski rentals. Lake Metegoshi and Fort Ransom and here at Cross Ranch offer ski rentals. And then Lake Metegoshi and here at Cross Ranch offer snowshoe rentals. So it's a great time if you're trying to figure it out if you like it. Come out, rent them for the day, and enjoy the outdoors.
Sure. So you can go out on your own and hike and look for birds and stuff with your snowshoes if you want.
Oh, definitely. And even to enhance your experience, if you want to visit with one of our staff, they'll tell you probably the best locations, where the best snow is, and maybe even some recent places they've seen wildlife. The other activities that occur, we have some of the parks like Lake Sakakawea and also Fort Stevenson State Park that have fat tire bike rentals. And you wouldn't think about biking in the wintertime, but the fatter tire allows it to grip in the snow, and it's a great time to experience that and enjoy.
If you are out cross-country skiing or snowshoeing or hiking, if you run into wildlife, maybe keep your distance a little bit?
Right, just like anything. You know, this is a stressful time for the animals, the cold temperatures, just as we're out dressed warm. They're trying to survive, so we ask you to just keep your distance and enjoy, watch them in their natural habitat, but definitely keep that distance and take pictures and not chase them down.
Right. And you see a lot of wildlife in the parks.
You know, with the foliage being gone, this is a really good time to just sit and watch and enjoy, and you do see a lot of wildlife.
Right. Like you said, we're at Cross Ranch State Park here, about 30 miles north of Mandan on the Missouri River. We've got a bunch of geese back here making noise. We saw a bald eagle fly over. A lot of wildlife in your state parks.
Right, and you know, some of the larger animals, the moose, the elk, the deer that you're gonna see, all the way down to the turkey, occasional fox, coyotes running through.
In the wintertime, like the summertime, you guys have areas where you can camp, you have cabin rentals, yurts.
Yeah, definitely. Some people come out and they do primitive camping in their tents and cross-country ski and enjoy the outdoors at that same time. We also, like you said, have the yurts and the cabins that are open year-round. And that's just a wonderful time to come out and sit by the fire, read a book, and experience the outdoors.
So a lot of people rent the cabins and then they do their cross-country skiing or snowshoeing while they're here.
Right, exactly. That's all part of the experience.
A lot of your parks have boat ramps in the summertime. Do you guys have any ice fishing access points in the wintertime?
Definitely. We plow right up to the boat ramp to get people out there and experience the ice fishing with their families.
Any big special events coming up at all?
There's a lot statewide. Ice fishing derbies, winter festivals, and also WOW. This is a Wild Outdoor Women for ladies 16 and over.
Okay.
And then there's each month we have hiking events that you can participate in all winter.
Okay, and if a person wants to find out when the events happen or where they occur, where can they go?
They can follow us on our Facebook pages or they can go to parkrec.indy.gov and find out information from our department.
Are there fees to get into the state parks in the wintertime? I know in the summertime you can buy a park pass. Does that work in the wintertime?
Right. We have a daily or an annual fee. The annual is good year-round. And all of those fees, 100% of it, goes right back into supporting our parks and maintaining these beautiful facilities.
Winter can be very brutal in North Dakota. So one thing we want to make sure is if you are out in the parks, stay safe.
That's right. You know, just like you probably do, you're overdressed and then you get too hot and sweaty. Many of us do that, so just try to remember how you're dressing, stay safe, tell a person where you're going, and make sure you enjoy. And
a lot of good information in our state parks. Winter is busy in the state parks. Justin, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
For more information on cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, camping, and other winter activities in our North Dakota state parks, go to the parks website at parkrec.nd.gov. For Justin Robinson and all the staff here at the Game and Fish and the State Parks and Recreation Department, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again next week.